Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chatting today with Bobby, lead singer of the band Hairball. Now, these guys put on a spectacular show where they recreate to a T these mini sets of Queen, Journey, Aerosmith, Van Halen, Kiss, Motley Crue, bunch of others, and they do this all in one night, complete with sounds, lights, video screens, smoke, fire, blood, confetti, and more. They're going to be in town on Saturday the 10th at the Paramount. And Bobby, tell us, this is such a unique show. How did you get into doing something like this?
It's a funny story. About 25 years ago, maybe, I went and saw a Kiss tribute band. I got home, and the funny thing is, I remember this moment like it just happened. I got home from this thing and went and saw the band. Got home, my mom said, "How was it?" I said, "I don't know. It was, you know, like probably like seeing Elvis or an Elvis impersonator or something. You know, it's like I've seen Kiss." I said, "It was cool. I'd never do it." And about a month later, I saw this group again at a sold out venue, and their manager walked up to me and said, "You look like Paul Stanley. Have you ever done anything like this?" And I've said, "Well, you know, I happen to know all the Kiss songs on ukulele and banjo." So we laughed. And then about a month later, I was flying to New York to join this Kiss tribute band called Strutter, and went and did that for about 10 years between a bunch of different Kiss tribute bands. And when I got home from that, after about 10 years of it, I had already known Chainsaw, who started Hairball, and it was just a little bar group thing. It wasn't, it didn't know the future that was ahead of it. You know, it was just a little bar gig, funny spoof on the 80s type of thing, make up funny lyrics, wear funny wigs. And again, he said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I just got home and kind of going to try to do something else and do my own music and what have you." And he said, "Hey, I really need a guy." And I said, "Absolutely not. I've already said it was cool, but I'd never do it. And I'm not doing it again." And he said, "Just give me a couple months until I can find a full-time replacement." And that was about 17 years ago.
Oh, wow. So it worked out pretty well for you.
So, yeah, it worked out great for all of us.
Well, so tell me, since you're obviously a big music guy, what is a song that changed your life as you were growing up?
I got a name, Jim Croce. It spoke about the music world. You know, I understood it as a young child with the little 45 on my record player, which a lot of people don't even know what we're talking about. And I had that 45, and I knew what the words meant, and I wanted to know about music and be on the road, and that's what did it. And then I learned who Kiss was and never looked back.
What was the very first time that you got into music at all? Like, were you in band as a kid, or how did that start out?
It's funny. I grew up in a foster home. I was adopted, and I have the cassette tape. I used to go around. I don't know why I did this. I don't know why I understood at 3 years old what a DJ was, but I would go around with my little tape recorder and the microphone and interview all the other kids in the house. And one day they turned it around on me, said, "What do you want to do? What's your name?" I said, "Bobby Jensen." They said, "What are you going to do when you get older?" And I said, "I'm going to sing." And that's really all I've ever done.
That's awesome. Have you ever taken like professional voice lessons, or is it kind of just been all self-made?
It's all self-made from just being locked in my bedroom, listening to the records over and over and over again, and harmonizing with vacuum cleaners growing up. You know, anything that made a noise, anything that makes a noise, you kind of go, with, you know, and impersonate it. And I learned how to do voices at a young age. I was impersonating Kermit the Frog and different things like that. And I don't even call what I do singing. I call it finding the sounds, like Brian Johnson. Is that singing?
Yeah.
I don't know. You know what I mean? But I try to make it dead on so that the listener goes, there's no way that they're not lip syncing or playing the record or something. And we're accused of that all the time. But the fact is, we use our own voices and our own guitars and our own talents to do what we do.
Over the past 17 years, what is the most surreal moment that you've had as part of the band?
Probably having the real guys we impersonate in the band. You know, we had a full night of everybody that we do. So if people who are listening don't understand what we are, it's like we're everything in a 2-hour period of the 80s rock genre and the big rock arena rock acts of the 70s, the Kiss, Aerosmith, Alice Cooper, Journey, Twisted Sister, Motley Crue. So one night, or two nights actually, we did a super fundraiser for the Boys and Girls Club out of Las Vegas. And we had Paul Stanley, Gene Simmons, Eric Singer, Tommy Thayer of Kiss, obviously, Alice Cooper, Rob Zombie, Dee Snider, Tom Kiefer, Jack Blades, Joey Tempest, Joan Jett.
Just a few.
Did I say Tom Kiefer? Vince Neil, Steven Piercy. And if I'm leaving someone out, I don't mean to, but I think we had all those guys in one night. They did our show. My band played the music, but Joe and I and Chris stood off to the side after we opened the show and watched the real guys.
What an awesome experience that's got to be. Yeah. It's like a once-in-a-lifetime deal, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like a surreal weekend. You know, we did it on we did the Las Vegas show on a Thursday. Then Friday we were off, but we rehearsed in Phoenix for Alice Cooper's Christmas Pudding show, and where we were doing the same, basically the same thing that we had just done in Vegas, only this is Joan Jett's going to join us on this one. So we had Friday night, we had just rehearsals with Alice and Joan Jett. So it was just the couple of us musicians of the band and Alice Cooper and Joan Jett sitting there for about 3-4 hours of just real life MTV rock and roll.
That's cool.
And then, but that, I mean, all those things, that's great, right? But then when I say about a year later, maybe 2 years later, we did a show with Rob Halford, the metal god. That's as cool as all those other guys wrapped up in one, because every one of those guys looks at Rob Halford as the metal god.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's the guy.
Right? Even Gene Simmons knows Rob Halford's the metal god. There's no denying it.
Yeah, totally. Well, since you've been able to, you know, share the stage with a lot of these guys, who is still on your wish list? Anybody you're still wanting to perform with?
To have come join us to sing?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I think it would be cool to have Brian Johnson come, but you know, I don't know if he physically could do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I have other ideas, like having Slash come and let Joe be Axel with Slash, or have Angus come and let me sing the AC/DC and have him as a special guitar player. I mean, we had Bruce Kulick of Kiss come play at our birthday jam that we do every year. And that was great. We did a bunch of 80s Kiss songs, and he played lead guitar.
You'll have to forgive me, because I haven't seen you guys yet, but I'm really looking forward to the show coming up at the Paramount. Do you guys do, like, the full costumes and all that stuff, too?
Oh, it's the whole hip-hip hooray, man.
It's like you would never even know.
You know, well, that's the idea behind it. We don't do it half or these real guys wouldn't play with us.
Mm-hmm.
There's a certain amount of what have you to this, that I've got the same costume maker that Gene does for my Gene Simmons outfit.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, and like I said, you know, I started doing the Kiss stuff 30 years ago. If I can't make you believe it now, I should get out of the business.
Who's got the longer tongue, you or Gene Simmons?
Oh, Gene, by far.
Yeah.
But I'm mainly a Paul Stanley guy, but everybody, you know, I was the Paul Stanley for so long, the star child, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it wouldn't matter how cool I looked or even that I'm holding a $10,000 Rhinestone guitar. Everybody, even grandma, every little kid, all say, are you the guy with the tongue? So they obviously know who Gene Simmons is. You know, they know I'm a guy from Kiss, but they don't know what. But they all know who Gene is. So I started working with his costume guy to get that. And then I started doing it because Gene breathes fire. Paul doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to have a circus act, you bring the fire in. So we did that. And then over time, when we were kind of silly and what have you, trying to transition, I bought real snakes to be Alice Cooper, got a real guillotine, you know, and worked with even their people, Distortions, who are up in Greeley, Colorado,
mm-hmm.
are going to be bringing some stuff down for me for this Paramount show. So I have all the same people who do their stuff doing our stuff, and it's exciting. Yeah, we really try to get back to that original thing of, do we try to dress like them and look like them? Yeah, we want you to believe in Santa Claus, even if it's just for a minute.
Well, and that's an art right there, is, you know, being able to basically recreate somebody else, you know.
Right, and here's the thing. You get about one or two songs per guy. So that's 20 costume changes in a night, just about. So I'll come out as Gene Simmons and do a couple songs, Breathe Fire. And then the other guys there is Van Halen, and you get a couple Van Halen. Then you get a Twisted Sister segment. Then you get Poison, and then you get something else. And you're sitting there going, okay. And just when you think, I have to go to the bathroom, I'm going to go right after this, something else cool comes out, and you're not going to the bathroom. Suddenly it's been a few hours, the show's over, and you're going, well, how did all of that just happen?
Oh, I'm sure. It probably moves so fast for you guys.
Yeah, everything's so fast. And I don't know what we are allowed to do at the Paramount. Normally, we use a lot of pyrotechnics, lighting, stuff like that. But I don't know if they'll allow us to use the pyro this time. We'll have, you know, we'll be bringing our traditional rock and roll show. And
very cool.
If anybody doesn't know what it is, just everyone's holding a computer in their hands right now.
Mm-hmm.
Sit there and Google Hairball Band, and everything will come up, our Facebook, our YouTube stuff, all the crap from the 18 years we've been around.
Very exciting. Well, chatting with Bobby today, lead singer of Hairball. They are going to be playing Paramount on Saturday, November 10th. And Bobby, this was a pleasure. Thanks so much for taking a few minutes to chat with us today. We're really looking forward to the show.
Right on. Thanks for having me on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.